This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Stuff that you've never seen before physically is in stock there. More than one example. Check them out. ReactiveGunworks.com. If Donald Trump wins the presidency, it will not be because of all of the Republican support he has gotten, trust me. Because once again, they're proving, the Republicans, they're proving how stupid they can be. Because now the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, has gotten out there, and now he's saying that what Trump said about Judge Curiel was racist. Now, maybe he could have read former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez's Washington Post article defending Trump's right to question Judge Gonzalo Curiel's objectivity. Instead, Ryan, who was once a Tea Party darling, can't wait to deride Trump's comments as racist. That's why people like me, who didn't want to like Trump, that's why people like me, who wanted to see, I don't know, maybe Cruz could do something this time. Maybe Rick Perry could show what made him agree. You know, somebody out there, I don't know, maybe Rand Paul. One of these guys could sell it and close it. And no, none of them could. And the more Trump talked, the more I realized that none of them were. Because he was going to win it, because he was talking to the nation, and the rest of these guys were talking political speak. Even Rand Paul. And that's why people like me, who didn't want to like him, will vote for him enthusiastically and defend his comments regarding Judge Curiel. Because for the Democrat media-controlled complex, this is a big middle finger thrown at them. And also to the Republican sycophants who fear the Democratic media complex as well. Trump is not one to be timid to highlight the double standards that have been foisted upon us by the Democrat media complex and affect virtually every aspect of our lives. You see, racist comments or bias in the criminal justice system or judiciary in general are racist or biased only when conservatives, Republicans, or, you know, God forbid, white people make such comments or hand down judgments that impact any of the victims, and there are so many of them, of the Democrat media complex fold. Gay people, black people, Hispanic people, women people, union member people, the homeless people, drug addict people, welfare recipient people, etc., etc., ad nauseum. Now, Trump, his comments might have been a little bit clumsy. But they aren't racist, and it's proper to call his impartiality to it, because which people in the judiciary, they are impartial about anything. Now, if the Republicans behaved more like the Democrats, they would have run to the mic to defend his motives and his character, much like Debbie Wasserman Schultz or Chuck Schumer or Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi and the other Democrat media complex would have responded, parroting each other, falling over each other. Or Speaker Ryan, maybe he would have said something like this. Of course, Mr. Trump is not racist. He's saying that because of his stance on illegal immigration and U.S.-Mexico relations, the judge, who is of Mexican heritage and a member of La Raza Lawyers Group and holds differing views on these issues than Mr. Trump, might not have been able to separate his personal and political views when he made a slew of negative rulings against Mr. Trump in the Trump U case. These built-in biases can affect a Mexican-American judge in much the same way liberals argue that white police officers have built-in biases toward black men. And we hear that all the time. So, no matter what you may think about the presumptive nominee, whether you are a never-Trumper, hashtag never-Trumper, or an avid Trump-porter, or the many conservatives who seem to be torn apart because they want to stand by their principles, but they also want to make sure that Hillary never goes back over the threshold of the White House again, we should demand that the Republicans and the conservative pundits shut up. Stop this openly bashing Donald Trump. He got the votes of the electorate. It doesn't matter if you think you're smarter, Bill Kristol. It doesn't matter if you think you're smarter, Kevin Williamson. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what any of you think. The people have spoken. Now, Trump, unlike Mitt Romney, will not be afraid to talk about Hillary, you know, pantsuits criminality, her corruption, her character flaws. He won't hesitate to call a lie versus a misunderstanding or a mistake or a mischaracterization or out of context. He will throw as many punches, offensively as well as defensively, as warranted to defend not just himself, but the country, our traditions, our values, and our way of life. He will not let pantsuit mock us, malign us, or marginalize us. Us. He not only gives voice to over half this country, but he defends each and every one of us with a lot of pride and patriotism. And having Paul Ryan, David French, Bill Kristol, Eric Erickson, among too many others, they want to divide the party that they claim to be trying to unite. They fan the flames of negativity about the most likely person to be our nominee while arming the enemy with even more firepower. They are giving aid and comfort to the Democrats. Can not the conservatives and the Republicans learn? Are they not part of the human species, or where we are the reasoning animal? Clearly they can't. They just don't get it. When it comes to media and PR and communication with the public, they certainly do not understand their own constituents. And Trump does. He gets it. While Republican and the pundits, the conservatives out there throughout the media are wringing their hands and gnashing their teeth, Trump has barreled ahead unfazed. And he went with the Clinton-Obama DNC playbook. Go out there, tell your story as you want it to be received, turn your guns on your opposition, then move on while using media opportunities to hype your message. He did it free. He did it cheap. He did it certainly cheaper than Jeb Bush did. Jeb Bush threw, $125 million away. Some of you may have seen the interview where Jake Tapper tried to, probe him whether his comment was racist, and Trump took advantage of being asked the same question some 23 times to further explain the situation, although it could have been handled much more skillfully. In response to his question, he said, if you're saying he can't do his job because of his race, is that not the definition of racism? Trump replied, no, I don't think so at all. Republicans, look at that. Look at that. No reversal, no apology, no giving in to what's politically correct. Trump believes Curiel's personal and political beliefs regarding his heritage, not the law, the facts of the case, may have been a factor in a string of negative rulings in the Trump U case. Trump has some views on illegal immigration, on the building of a wall, and U.S.-Mexican relations that have irritated many Mexican-Americans. Just look at the protesters in San Jose waving their Mexican flags and their signs, "Make America Mexico Again," and then beating the living hell out of Trump supporters. If white juries can be biased against black defendants, if white employers can have built-in internalized biases despite good intentions to be non-judgmental and discrimination-free, dictate their behavior anyway, then anybody can. Hispanics can. Mexican heritage judges can. Keep your eye on the prize. Don't look at the distraction. Let's go ahead. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
time is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained. No more
waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Truly a unique gun shop. Go check them out. Now then, a little knowledge can go a long way. Coming from Truth Revolt, this was noticed on Morning Joe as well on MSNBC. There, Esquire Editor-in-Chief Jay Fielden described sending one of his liberal journalists to the U.S.-Mexico border to find out what the locals are saying about illegal immigration. The journalist, after going down there and riding the border and speaking to the people there, came back saying that he agreed with Donald Trump and that he should build that wall. Mr. Fielden went into detail about this accidental journalism. He said, you got to go down there with no preconceived notions, right? Just an empty notebook. Go to my former home state and walk the border, drive the border 800 miles and talk to whoever you see and let them tell us what they think about what's really going on, whether we need a wall. In fact, instead of hearing it from the debate stage, let's hear it from the people who are down there every day. Now, the locals' decision is, they said, to build the wall, according to Mr. Fielden. They said two things, whether Hispanic, Anglo, Democrat, Republican, uncommitted, clueless, whatever. They said, we want a wall, and yet we want it to be married with some compassion for the people who are trying to keep from jumping. We're trying to keep from jumping over the wall. The Esquire article explains that Hispanics are the ones who are less sympathetic about illegals crossing the border, far more so than white people. Fielden said that they view the situation as unfair because many first-generation immigrants came over the legal way and are now having to compete for jobs with those doing it illegally on a daily basis. One local legal immigrant said, let them get in line. Ah, gosh, that just cracks me up. This notion, and this is not news to me. I mean, I have long thought this. The most patriotic American in America today is a naturalized citizen. Not somebody that is here, born here. Not somebody born in New York City or Chicago, Illinois or South Carolina or anywhere. Somebody born somewhere else who goes through the process to become an American, becomes an American, and then they become more patriotic, more waving the American flag furiously. It's a red, white, and blue blur. The notion that Hispanics who have come here legally are disadvantaged by illegal immigration is a powerful one that should resonate among all Americans, including black Americans. This turns Donald Trump from a racist to a defender of the poor people who play by the rules. Native-born Americans today are all looking to Bernie Sanders. They were all looking to Obama. Great, Obama's a president. Now I can pay my bills. I don't have to pay. I can have a phone. I can have a car. That's what they were saying. That's what they were saying when, you know, that's what they thought his being elected heralded for them. Instead, black Americans work worse off today than they were before. We elected a half black, half white man to being the president. Big deal. Somebody thought he was qualified. Okay. He got elected. Then he got reelected. He got reelected. For a lot of reasons, and primarily among them, a lot of things that were not allowed to come out. And our Republican-controlled House could not pull it out of them, and then later our Republican-controlled Senate could not pull it out of them. So this notion that they're always trying to knock Trump down, conservative pundits, Eric Erickson, I have, and listen, a lot of this could very easily be attributed to sour grapes because I'm not as famous as some of these guys. But at the same time, I've often looked at some of the stuff they do and I've just gone, why are they heroes? Why is Bill Kristol a hero? Bill Kristol got out there and said, we can't have no Donald Trump. We have to mount a third party. You know what? I'm going to put out a tweet. I don't even know who it's going to be yet. Let's put out a tweet. Hey, I've got a third party candidate, and he has a chance. Who am I going to get? My God. I've got to put something out by Monday. Then they come up with David French at National Review, who's a great guy. I mean, very admirable guy. Nobody knows who he is. I mean, I know who he is. But, you know, me knowing who he is doesn't mean there's enough votes in that. And why would you run a candidate with no expectation of winning a state? Why would you launch a campaign without being on a ballot anywhere? How do you campaign without being on a ballot? Are you going to be out there, write in votes to do it? I know Lisa Murkowski did it. Yeah, that was in Alaska. So, you know, here we have this revelation that down there on the border, even the Hispanics want a wall. Hispanics get killed all the time on the border. They get assaulted all the time on the border. They don't get any pass because of this. Ask Black America how that works out for them. What's that? You're a bunch of thugs and gangbangers? Well, I'm black just like you. That gets them nowhere. Predatory people are looking for victims. Instead, we've got a bunch of people out there right now. Erickson, Williamson, Kristol, Romney, Bryan. And they're all making this postulation that you're supposed to believe. This is what you're supposed to believe. You're supposed to believe that 4 to 8 years of Hillary Clinton as president would be better than 4 to 8 years of Donald Trump being president. That's what you're supposed to believe. That's what you're supposed to get. That's what you're supposed to take away from it. We're telling you this, therefore, it has to be so. You can't possibly, they're doing the same thing the Democrats do. You can't possibly think for yourself. We will do the thinking for you. Listen to us. You've been listening to us all this time. We're your heroes. We know this. Listen to what we're saying. I am a lone voice, and I'm not as tall or as big as they are, and I'm telling you, listen to yourselves. Don't rely on somebody else to make your decision for you. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
Truly the most unique gun site I've ever seen as far as what they sell, the stuff they sell, and the stuff they keep in stock. Go check them out. Now, even though don't, and I, what I'm doing here is I'm trying to expose a media malfeasance here. Malfeasance on the part of the Republicans, malfeasance on the part of the media. Because they've decided, I mean, somebody today on the Ted Nugent video said they couldn't support Donald Trump because of what he said about the Hispanics. Him saying something about the Hispanics is a deal breaker just because of something he said. But he may have a point about the biases of Judge Gonzalo Curiel, because he is the one hearing the class action lawsuit against Trump University. He's reportedly a lifetime member of California La Raza Lawyers, a group the major media assures us has nothing at all to do with the group whose name it adapted, the National Council of La Raza. It's just a coincidence they chose a name loosely resembling that of the NCLR. So if in California somehow if they wanted to have a Ku Klux Klan Lawyers of California, they too would get similar immunity, wouldn't they? How
radical are the California La Raza lawyers? Well, Brandon Darby of Breitbart looked into this. And let's see what, Let's look at the words of the man listed as his first co-founder. That would be Mario Obledo. He was co-founder of the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Education Fund and La Raza Lawyers of California Bar Association. And he formerly served as California Secretary of Health and Welfare. It is not known exactly when and where he made his first controversial statement about California's becoming a Hispanic state. But he has confirmed he said it at least twice during an interview on Ray Bream's talk radio show in May or June of 1998, and again on Tom Likas' talk show. Obledo, we're going to take over all the political institutions of California. In 5 years, the Hispanics are going to be the majority population of this state. Caller, you also made the statement that California is going to become a Hispanic state, and if anyone doesn't like it, they should leave. Did you say that? Obledo, I did. They ought to go back to Europe. Then coming from the New York Times in their 2010 obituary for Obledo, they wrote, when someone put a sign at the California border saying illegal immigration state, he threatened to burn it down personally. He ignited an explosive response in 1998 when he said in a radio interview that Hispanics were on the way to taking over all of California's political institutions. He suggested that people who did not like it go back to Europe. Washington Post asserts that Judge Curiel is a member of the San Diego La Raza Lawyers Association, which is a local affiliate of the La Raza Lawyers Association of California. And the website for the group lists Mario Obledo as one of the three co-founders. He is listed first. Huh. That doesn't sound like hate to me. This is a, see, the plan is called Reconquista. This is where through simple numbers where they would flood these various places along the California, Arizona, Texas, Mexican border, where they come across and just so infested that it basically becomes Hispanic. They conquer parts of the United States without firing a shot. They claimed that this was part of Mexico before, which it was, which they lost in the Mexican-American War, and then we bought it from them anyway, even though we had just cleaned their clocks. Okay? So, we've been nice to them. I personally think that we should adopt the immigration rules of Mexico. Barring that, if we're not going to do that, then I think we ought to resurrect and clone Dwight D. Eisenhower and let him throw Operation Wetback back into play. I think we should do that. And if we can't do that, then I guess we're just going to have to, you know, slug it out the hard way. In other news, every town for gun safety because the moms against illegal mayors like some action or whatever they're called, says 2016 will be the year of gun safety. Following wins in four states Tuesday, including major delegate hauls in California and New Jersey, presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Pantsuit Clinton received praise Wednesday from gun control groups for clinching her party's nod. Shannon Very Vacuous Watts, founder of Moms Demand Attention, said last week we endorsed Pantsuit Clinton for president because she's willing to stand up to the gun lobby, so we stood up for her. By the way, if you haven't figured it out, I am sort of ad-libbing some of their statement and, you know, altering it. I'm taking what is referred to as artistic license. She continues. Our supporters worked to push her over the top in California, a state with strong gun laws and a strong base of gun sense voters. And they made a big difference. Gun sense voters, to me, that's the same thing as saying hoplophobe, which means they see a gun and their knees get weak and they fall into a quivering mass. But Shannon wasn't done yet. This is yet more proof that guns is a winning issue and another step toward making 2016 the year of gun safety. Then the Brady campaign to prevent gun violence also backed Clinton 6 months ago. Praised her for making gun violence prevention a centerpiece of her platform. is considered by the NRA and the rest of the gun industry lobby to be anti-gun, which is an understatement. The group's attack on the former Secretary of State began right around its 2015 annual convention, continuing on today. Here's the thing about Pantsuit, okay? Pantsuit's an idiot. She has historical precedent in front of her. This is not going to play well for her. She has to get in front of the general population now. No more sycophantic, all kinds of lovers. You know, this is going to be a whole different kind of thing for her now. And Trump is going to come out with a club. He's going to come out with a club. So, are the Democrats, you know, coming for your guns is not part of their program. Not in so many words. They want to load up the Supreme Court, so it probably wouldn't even happen in our lifetime. It'll happen down the road when they pass it off to Chelsea Clinton and to the Obama daughters. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you get what I mean? One of the Cuomos down the line. Maybe another Kennedy is in the offing. Who knows? It has nothing to do. It has nothing to do with preventing gun violence or crime. It has everything to do with taking control and being in charge. So, bear that in mind as you hear all of this stuff coming up. And Pantsuit, I'm still waiting for them to... I think she should be going away for espionage. Anybody who doesn't believe that, well, I also have I've got a bridge in Brooklyn that I'd like to sell you, and some really good parking lot land in the bayous of Louisiana. That's also for sale very cheap if you think Pantsuit hasn't committed espionage. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com for weapons you want without any delays.
Indeed. Check them out. You will not believe what they keep. In stock. Being asked, have I given any thought to the possibility of pantsuit picking Bernie as her VP? I don't think Bernie would do it. Bernie right now is trying to make a deal where he gets Debbie Wasserman Schultz fired if he supports her, but I don't think he would be her VP. And I don't think she would pick him. But it would be, I see the strategy of it, and it is a scary thought. While it is not yet complete, it sort of appears that Katie Couric's career, or whatever was left of it, is sort of over now, at least as a respectable journalist. She has been a reliably progressive advocate for decades. Unfortunately, she's a clumsy one. And in this, she has simply followed her career progression that has been common in the dominant media for 50 years. Control of the media by one ideology, a progressive groupthink, has been a very near fatal flaw in our system, but it may be sort of coming to a close now, which is far preferable to some of the alternatives. 3 months after the Rampage shooting at Sandy Hook, Matt Bracken wrote a cautionary tale about a fourth-generation warfare response to a progressive push organized from the White House. It spread all over the internet as a counter to the claim that armed citizens would be irrelevant against a totalitarian state. It's called What I Saw at the Coup. And a major turning point in this occurs when a media figure, Kathy Carlson, is shot by a sniper. From the story, the first real jolt indicating a serious problem with the plan came when television reporter Kathy Carlson was killed in Norfolk, shot dead while covering the commissioning of the Harvey Milk, the Navy's newest destroyer. That she was killed was bad enough. That it happened in a secure naval base, a federal installation, made it much worse. Her blood splattered across the Admiral's white uniforms made quite a picture. It's since been revealed that Kathy Carlson's character was a thinly veiled reference to Katie Couric.
Also, the dominance of progressive media was relied on by the progressive plotters in Matt Bracken's work. That dominance is showing signs of falling apart. The destruction of that dominance makes the possibility of violent societal upheaval much less likely. That's a good thing. The constitutional system was designed to allow a majority to change the government by vote. That system has been short-circuited for 50 years by the uniformity of the ideology and agenda of the liberal media. They decided what the population would know, what was supposed to be important, what national politicians would be acceptable or not. But there's enough independent and new media now that a Katie Couric type can't get away with fraudulently pushing the progressive agenda as she has for 25 years. The fact that she can be taken down without violence has been noticed. Many people who took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, are relieved. And that sickens me. I have to tell you that. It sickens me that they're relieved because they should have more courage. If you're going to take the damn oath, have the courage that goes with it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, I've known some extremely skilled and deadly people in my life. To a degree, I would be one of them. People I've known and I have worked in the military, in military intelligence and the intelligence communities. One of the guys I knew, I met after the military. He was a member of the Greatest Generation. He died at the age of 86. It is unlikely that he would have fought against United States tyranny. His grandparents have been on the losing end of the Civil War. Some of the others are of my generation. And one of the things that I've always considered would be that I might die fighting some sort of a clandestine war against tyranny. Maybe something similar to what's depicted in Bracken's work. He did not expect to win or survive. A lot of people I know are some of the most talented and capable people that have ever been in uniform. Katie Couric's gun gate makes it more likely now that they and I will die of old age in our bed. And for the country, this is a very good thing. The possibility of a fourth generation war leading to a positive outcome was always a poor bet. Not that we would lose, okay, but because of the chaos that would be surrounding it. It would not be one of those easy things to do. It'd be very easy, the combat part of it, but the combat part of it is going to be done in 8-9 days. Then we have to reorganize again, and that means we have to agree. And that would be the hard part. Sometimes it is better to die fighting than to submit, but it's far better to win in the ballot box than to wonder about fighting a guerrilla war. Winning at the ballot box assumes that change at the ballot box is possible. And Katie Couric's media implosion shows that, at a minimum, blatant lying and fraud on the part of the media can be exposed and punished. On top of that, we have Bryant Gumbel and we have the New York Times. So this is all coming together, all at a very good time. We've got Peruta's decision, which means now carrying a gun, the right to keep and bear arms, is now a national office, presidential issue, folks. This means all of these things happening now, while everybody's saying, oh, this is horrible, this means there's a real chance to save the Constitution at the ballot box. To expose media fraud and lies has become one of the highest forms of patriotism. So, take heart in this. We're at a juncture right now, this very minute, to where the only thing keeping us from being great is ourselves. There's too many people out there. I've had people that I have run off from the chat room because they believed that Hillary Clinton was somehow this supernatural, mythic creature that was just unbeatable because she had done this and she'd done this and done this. And I've heard about all the things that she's supposedly done. I've never seen evidence of any of it because she's never accomplished anything else in the public realm. She might have done some back alley deals. We know she's made a lot of money. We know that she's done a lot of corrupt things. We know she's broken a lot of laws. But she hasn't accomplished much. Anything that's been accomplished in the Clinton household has been done by her husband, Bill. That's why I call her pantsuit, because she's not much more than a pantsuit. She is not some mythic creature. And then along comes a politician who, you know, hey, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I find him, even I'm scratching my head going, have you ever thought about maybe employing a little bit of tact? But he doesn't do that. And right now he's got the entire Republican establishment realizing they may have to retool. And then we're finding out that people can't, you know, these lying sacks of these wastes of skin can be taken down without violence. Which for me is a good thing. That's a good thing. That means that if we actually participate, the system will work. Katie Couric got taken down because the group she decided to interview participated. To the degree to where they were saying, oh, she's recording us, let's us record us. They were smart enough to do that, and that is the unraveling of a national news media liberal right there. At the same time, her alumni, her fellow alum from the Today Show, Bryant Gumbel, gets caught with the AR-15 designer. And then. America has slipped, but there's no reason that our best days cannot be ahead of us. We'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating your faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.